Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Nun Hei. Avodah Zarah, Nun Hei. And today's shiur is sponsored, two sponsors. One is Lili Nishmas C.J. Lavovitz, Chaim Yosef Halevi, on his first yard site by his children, and also sponsored on the first yard site of Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bat Yitzchak Meshulam Ayesh, and Chaya Chana Idol. We thank you for the sponsorship, and the Torah should be Le'ilui Nishbotehem. Okay, let's start with the second wide line on Nun Dalet Amibes, Sha'al Philosophos Echad. So we had the fascinating Mishnah yesterday on a unique Mishnah here on Nun Dalet Amibes, where the Zakenim of Rome asked the Rabbanon, you know, if your God doesn't like Avodah Zarah, so why doesn't he just get rid of them? Why doesn't he zap them every time that somebody worships? So Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, and the Zakenim answered, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't destroy the world just because there are some fools that take items that are supposed to be servants and make them into masters. So again, and if it was things that the world didn't need, fine. But Hashem is not going to change the world just because there are some people that are foolish. And we spoke about in terms of stealing chita and planting it and znus. Well, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a perfect world, and just because there are those that abuse it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to change things overnight. That's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in terms of his setting it up as Teva. So let's start off with the next similar story. Shaul Philosophos Echad Rebbe Gamliel. Kasim B'Taraschem Ki Hashem Elokecha Ish Ochlahu. It says Kel Kana. It says in your Torah, Rebbe Gamliel, that your God is a consuming fire. Eish ochlahu, kelkana, mipnei ma mitkana ba'ovdeh, ve'in mitkana ba. So if he's a consuming fire, so why does he punish those that serve the idols, but it doesn't do anything to the idols? Right? The idols themselves are not punished, right? They're just there. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his anger out on those that serve the idols? So Amar lo, Em shalecha mashal, says Rebbe Gamliel, I'll give you a mashal. Lamada v'domen, lamelech pasar v'adam. Shailo ben echad. Vosu haben, there was a king that had a son. Vosu haben, haya begadlo asakelef. And there was, the son had a dog. Ve'elo shem al shem aviv. And he named the dog the same name as his father. Okay. Ukshu nishba omer b'chaye kelev abba. When he used to talk about the dog and swore the name of the dog, he named the dog and he named his father and his father's name. So, k'shama melech al mihu ko'es. And when the king hears about it, who's he get angry at? Ala benhu ko'es or ala kelevu ko'es? To get angry at the son or the dog? What did the dog do wrong? The dog doesn't have das. The dog is just there. The dog is labeled as something, but the dog didn't do anything wrong. So of course the kid's going to get angry at his son, not at the dog. Haviomer labenu koeis. So this philosopher answers, Omalo kelavata koriosa. What, you're calling my idol a dog? Is that what you're saying? It's like, halo yeshba mamish. What do you mean? It has significance. It's smarter than a dog. And it's better than a dog. Omalo marisa. How do you know? How do you know that your idol is so powerful and all-knowing? Amarlo, I'll tell you. Pamacha davos delayka b'yirenu. One time there was a fire in our city. V'nisrafa kala yirkula. And the whole city was burned. V'oso beis avodas kochavim lo nisraf. And that beis avodas zarah was not, right? Obviously, it protected itself. Obviously, you know, the house had special hashgacha because the idol was in it, right? Maybe maybe he knew the story of Nachamish Gamzu. Remember the Gemara in Tainus, where Nachamish Gamzu was sitting in the house, and he's sitting there, Rachmana Litzlan, without legs, and without arms, and without eyes, and without, and this Talmid said, let's carry you out. He was in a bayis that's gonna fall down soon. So they said, let's carry you out. He says, first take the kalim out. Panua kalim. First take out the kalim, take out everything else, and let me out after. And carry me out after, because if you take me out first, the house is gonna fall down right away. I know that Bishusi, you know, that's why I'm still sitting in the house. So maybe this philosopher knew that story, right? The house was protected because of this idol that was in it. Amar Lo, Rabbi Gamliel continues and says, Emshal Lecha Mashal. I'll give you a mashal according to help explain this. Lama Adav Adoma, right? Even in the days of the Talmud, things haven't changed. We all like mashal and we all like stories to help explain. Mashal Adav Adoma, Melech Basar Adam, Shasar Chala Medina. There was a king where there was a country, a certain country in the king's provinces that rebelled. Chosem melchama im hachayim hu oseh o im hamesim hu oseh. Does the king only fight those that are alive and are rebelling against him, or even those that have passed on and are meaningless and are inanimate and have no life to them? Haviomer im hachayim hu oseh. So just with the chayim, meaning the shreifa didn't affect the house because that's just Imamesim. Right? There's no reason to get involved with those who don't have any power. What, you're calling my idol a dead dog? Right? Not just a dog and not just dead, but a dead dog? So why doesn't your God destroy it if it's meaningless? So again, same answer as before. Amar lo, ilu davar, ludavar, shein olam sarach lo haya ovdin, harehu mavatla. If they worship only things that the world would not use, so then he can be mavatalit, harein ovdin, lechama, velavana, velakocham, lamazalos, lafikim, velageayos. Rambam and Vodazar. Please, but they serve the sun and the moon and the stars, and everything involved, the springs and the valleys, yabid olam abnei shotim. So again, if they was to serve this chair, and that's all they serve, so nothing to talk about. Fine, Hashem will destroy it. But here they serve items that are part of the natural world, and therefore, says Rav Gamliel, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to go out of his way to destroy things that the whole world needs and functions with. V'cheinu Omer, and he also says in Sfanya, Asof Asif Kol Me'al Pneho Adam Anum Hashem, Hashem would destroy everything. Asa asif adam ubehema asif of hashemayim udegeh hayom v'hamachshelos es harasham v'gomer. And we darshav chim ebnei sharasham nechshalom b'hem ya'abdei min ha'olam. Right, is he going to destroy just because they get misled? V'alo la'adam heim ovdin. They also serve man. V'chrati es ha'adam ya'aprei adama v'gomer. Is Hashem going to destroy people? Right, people are worshipped. Right, so people are it's not there, right, unless they bring it upon themselves. But as the Rambam said, as the Gemara says, and as the Mishnah said, once Hashem created the world, he's not going to undo it just because there are those that abuse it. And again, I think we might have mentioned this recently also, but again, the Rambam in the beginning of Avodah Zarah talks about the beginnings of Avodah Zarah and how many of these great items in the Bria serve Hashem just like we serve Hashem. And the mistake was that they ended up being not servants in people's eyes. The Rambam, if you remember, talks about history there. Only a few times in all of Mishnah Torah does the Rambam talk about history. Obviously, only where he thinks it's halachically significant. Because the Mishnah Torah is a halachic work. So the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, he talks about history in terms of marriage. Beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, he talks about history. Right? Why he doesn't talk about history in Hilchos Megillah? Because we have a Megillah. But Hilchos Chanukah, he feels it's significant. A few places. And here too, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, there he has the longest discussion of it. Perek Aleph is the entire history from creation all the way until Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says, just to read a few lines, "Bimei Enosh tos bnei Adam to gedola." The times of Enosh, they made a big mistake. "V'nivara atzas chachvei osar hador." The Enosh atzmo min hatoim. Enosh himself was one of those that were misguided. "V'zuaisa teusam." What was the root of their mistake? Our Gemara, the sun and the moon and the stars. Ho'il v'ha'kel bara kochavim elu v'galgalim lahanhigas ha'olam v'nesanam b'marom v'chalak lahem kavod. Obviously Hashem gives them kavod, right? The sun and the moon are in a more mechubad place in the universe than any human being. V'heim, right, when we had a couple of weeks ago also, the different levels of heavens, madar tachton, when we spoke about Rabbi Gamliel, and how did Rabbi Gamliel have those pictures of the moon? The Gemara there gave three different answers, but the Gemara in that Shakal Vitaria went through the different levels of the metaphysical and the physical and us. V'heim shamashim abisham shalafanav ru'uyim heim l'shabcham ulefaram v'lachlok lem kavod. It's ra'ui to praise them and to give them kavod. V'zeo ratzon hakel barach hu. Hashem would obviously want us to give kavod to his servants. That was step one. L'gadel u'l'chabed mishagal lo v'kibdo. K'mo shamelach rotze l'chabed avadav v'homdim lefanav. V'zeo kvodo shamelach es kavod hamelach. To serve his servants. That's how it started. So was that pernicious yet? Was that so terrible? Not yet. We're getting there. Because, you know, still servicing the Shemesh and the Yareach and the Kochavim against one of the Animamins. The Animamins says only serve Hashem. So they started serving the Shamashim but still because they thought it was covered to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then they forgot that last line. Kivat she'allah davar ze'al libam hischilu livnos ha'kochavim ha'yechalos. And then they started build. Once this started, so they started building things towards the stars. La'akriv lahem karbanos ulashabcham ulafaram bedvarim lishtachavos lamulam v'ilahasig ratzara borei b'daitem ara. But it was all still connected to Avodah Zarah, to Hashem. V'zehaya ikra Avodah Zarah. V'kach hayo omrim ovdeha hayodim ikara lo shehim omrim she'en shem eloa elakochav zeh. Right, not that they didn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Started with a little Pesach, started with a little misguided view. Of course, a few psukim in Yirmiyahu. V'yachar she'archu hayamim, amdu bivnei adam nevi'ei sheker. People took that and then dafka misled them. The beginning was a shogeg. Not shogeg, really, but it was just a mistake, let's say. There weren't any that were trying. Once that happened, once the Pesach was done, so then the Yetzirah, or those around, took hold of it, right? That the Bali Musar say, the Klei Yakar quotes this on the Pasuk of Lo Pesach Chatas Rovetz, right? The Yetzirah looks for a little crack, look for a little wound, and then attacks, like insects go to an open skin, not just closed skin, because they can't get in, but open skin. So right when this Pesach was there, so then, Amdu b'vnei adam nevi'ei sheker va'amru shahakel tziva lahem va'amar lahem avdu ko chaploni. Funny, why would you think that, what do they get out of this? Right, they're not being worshipped, but they get hanah, that people are listening to them. O kol ha'kochavim, v'krivelo, ha'krivelo, v'nasukulo, kach v'kach, u'banulo, banulo hecha v'asu tzuraso, delish tachavos. Right, this is how it started. U'modiyo lem tzura shebada milibo, v'yomer zui tzuras ha'kochav ha'ploni, v'zchilo derech zelasu tzuros pe'chalos, Tachas Ilanos, Brashi Harim, as we've had already in this Pesachta, under the mountains. Vitchilu Kozavim Acherim Lamod, and they said, I spoke to this star, right? And eventually, it led them away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they started believing in the power of these. And this went all the way until Avraham Avinu. So we're very careful in terms of, you know, not worshiping the, not even giving the impression, right? We know about Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana was not supposed to stare straight up and dive into the moon. We have to make sure what is clear from the outside also. That's why the Bir Halacha quotes the Minhag, which is the Minhag in most places. And that is to repeat Aleinu, even though we just said Aleinu 5 minutes before in Shul, we repeat Aleinu after Kiddush Levana. Why? Because even though we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside in the context, in the, right near the moon, Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol. Right? We emphasize that, because that is, we don't want to give anybody a misimpression of what we are doing outside. How we're facing, and what we're doing, and who we're talking. We have to say the bracha out loud, but make sure that we recognize, and we let others recognize also, that we are worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're praising Him, capital H, through recognizing the greatness of His handiwork. Good. One other ha'ara, and that is the beginning of the story that we just read. The philosophos asks Rabbi Gamliel, doesn't it say in your Torah that Hashem is a consuming fire? Right? So, and therefore, meaning in terms of kin, in terms of being jealous, which we'll talk about soon more about that. But that's the lashon that is used. We mentioned in another context, the Ksava Kabbalah at the end of Mishpatim, talking about describing Hashem as a consuming fire. One beautiful idea that he has at the end of Mishpatim, where Hashem there is described as an Eish Ocheles. Not Dafka, the pasuk that's quoted here, of Eish Ochla, but Eish Ocheles, a little different word. So why is that the description by Har Sinai? That's talking about Har Sinai, that context. So lo daiti, ein ha-mechuvan bazel la-hashvos lo-damos es-amarek var Hashem el Eish Ocheles be-echuto. Right, we're not chas v'shalom comparing Hashem to an actual fire. Lamar, shahaya echus hakavon anali zbarach nira le'ein gashmi. B'gyavonu b'mar dugmas hamara. Right, it's not that we see fire. V'chalilonu l'hagshim kvod Hashem al dvar gashmi. Chas v'shalom, that we should ascribe something physical to Hashem. Avabola hodiya ech haya hapela hagadol hazesh zachabokha Yisrael lirosas kvod Hashem. But it's to describe the unbelievable pele that Bnei Yisrael were zoche to at that moment. Shehu inyan nifla gam l'shar ha'neviyim. V'lo zochei la rak achar sh'Avraham Avinu nazdadzeya v'kochos ha'gufanim. Avraham Avinu led us to this recognition. But let me explain, says the Ksav HaKabbalah. U'man ishtane b'mamar hazeh. V'lo zeh ba'mikro lo dienu. Ki be'emes. Here's the key line. Lo haisa kalum ha'shavim madrigas ha'sagazu. Kabbalah Satar wasn't equal for every Jew that was there. Wasn't shove b'madrigas hasagazu. Rakol echad mehem hisig v'ra'a be'ein ruchniyoso. Everyone saw with their spiritual eyes mimare haruchanis asher lefanav, the spiritual revelation that was being offered at that moment. Mikavad Hashem yizbarach lefi erech hachanaso b'shleimus nafsho, based on how they prepared. 3 days of preparation, right? Since they came out of Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's been 7 weeks. So as much as they prepare and got ready for it, that's as much as they get out of it. One who did not prepare so much or was not capable. And whoever prepared more got more out of it. Ki Moshe Elios Madrigal Yah Yoser Gavoa, Moshe, who was the highest level, Nigash Lavado El Ha Arafel. The Aaron Lamata Mendu, but not the Ravio Lamata me Aaron, Vishim Zakanim Lamata. Right? Everybody had a Machitza Latzmo. So what's the Mashal? Umark Varashem Ki Esh Ochelas. What does that mean? Ki Lahavas Esh Yiskatein Viskadel Lefi Miut Veribui Chelke Kochos Ishiim Shebedavar Shashal Havas Nitzlabo. Right, fire burns items differently based on their combustibility, based on their way that what they're made of. Right, wood burns differently than plastic, than metal. Metal melts, wood burns, plastic also disintegrates. Everything is different. This fire, but fire is the same. But depending on the makabel, it affects it differently. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the same. But what happened, how we were lit on fire, depended on our spiritual combustibility. And that is what was created here. Kulam zachu lamara ruchanis bekavod anala, avo kol echad rak levi achanis nafsho, el kapalas hasagazu. Says the Ksava Kabbalah, Reb Mecklenburg, right, that is what's meant by an esh ochla, consuming fire, and that is what this philosopher of Ezra ben Gamliel, he was bothered by that lashon. He thought it would just meant some type of jealousy, the fire of jealousy, but obviously there was something much deeper. Okay, let's continue with the next story. Shaul Agrippas, Sar Tzava es Rabbi Gamliel. Same idea. Kaza b'tarashem, ki Hashem alokecha ish ochlahu kelkano. Right, he's jealous. Klum miskane el chacham b'chacham, v'gibar b'gibar, v'ashir v'ashir. You're only jealous by somebody who's in your league. So what's Hashem getting jealous for? Doesn't it show that the Avodah Zarah are in his league? The fact that he's getting jealous, you don't get jealous. A human being is not jealous of an ant. Right, so why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu jealous of these gods? Right, it must be, maybe, says Agrippas, that they're in the same league. So Amalo, Amshalacha Mashal. So again, he gives an answer. Lamada Redome La Adam Shenasa Isha Al Ishto. A man who marries a second wife. Chashuva Mimeno. If the second wife is so much more Chashuv, Ein Miskaneba. So then, you know, the first wife doesn't get jealous because she realizes, wow, the other wife is so amazing, so I realize why this is being done. Pchusa mimena miskaneba. But pchusa, if the second wife is so inferior, so then miskanebas, then he would be, the second wife would be jealous, because what are you doing? This lowly inferior, this is what you're comparing me to? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing that also with the Odeh Vadazara. You know exactly, this is what you're being jealous with. So that's the mashal of the inferior wife. The Ben Yoyada here discusses, Hidavka asks him about the Chacham, Gibar, and Ashir. Those three, because we know the Pasuk in Navi. Right? Nakit Shlosha, Chacham, Gibar, Ashir, Al Pi Mashakasav, Al Yishala, Chacham, Bechachmaso, Vigibar, Bigvurasu, Vashir, Vashro, Viagripas, Hayam, Mavin, Kine, Lushan, Kina, Shemis Kane, Chas, Vashalom. He, Agrippas, understood kina as, well, we translated jealousy. Right? Jealousy, and therefore, you're only jealous about someone in your league. Veheshev lo, shehu lashon hakpada, kamo kinesi lirushalayim kina gedola. Kina could just mean, angry, so to speak, at the existence of the event, but not dafka, jealous of one other. Right? Kina could just mean more of an anger. Right? The Marsha here says also, there's two types of kina that one might talk about. Says the Marsha. Mivur shakina hi al shnei panim. Ha'echad, hi amida hara ba'adam ha'niskeres b'chol makom. How we usually translate kina, right? Not to be jealous. Lo sachmod. Shemekane v'chomeid lamala. V'kavid otova shel chadero. I'm jealous of what someone else has. Number one. V'hakina hashenis, hi anameres b'chol makom. L'gabi Hashem yisbarach, baruch hu. Kina mitzad a person is not the same as kina mitzad Hashem. Kina mitzad Hashem, yakni uni bizarim, kin uni below el. Right, that's a different type of kina. They have been mekane me without a God. Fina philosophers, a philosoph, Dila El Shawagam Liam and Madams, Kanabov Devachulu, Yada Shakina et Lois Brach Barhumi Bifnim Nish Hashanis, Padam Hashanis, Aval Agrippa, Sarat Sava, Haven, Shakina and Emerspo, Iva Atma Kina and Emerspo Adam, Shumiskani Al Kovid Godol, Shish Bechavero, Kena Shemis Brach Miskani Kaviyachal. V'yalkein Amar, that's why he said the Lashon of Miskane. Rabbi Gamliel gave him the mashal of the Pchusa and the two different wives. The Pchusa yish lakin of a sinna al baila, v'lo shiyah lakin al ha'isha b'chusa imena, d'klu Miskane, kakin at Hashem Yisbarach, ein avodes kochavim ha'pchusa, rak yish lakin of benekama al ovdeha. She's more upset at her husband than she is at the other wife. And therefore, says the Marsha, that's how he views it, and therefore it's a different type of kin.
Is it provocation?
Provocation, it might be a word, but it's more focused on the one who is jealous of the other person who is acting in a certain way, not the object of the jealousy. That's what's more the focus on. Good. Says the Gemara, that was Agrippas, and the answer of the wives. Next, Amar le Zunin l'Rabbi Akiva. Zunin says to Rabbi Akiva, who is Zunin? The Rashi says, Yisrael Haya. Rashi says he was a Jew. Zunin was a Jew. Marsha is not so sure about that. Quotes Rashi and says, Im Kabbalah Nekabel. Okay, if Rashi has a Kabbalah about it, V'im Yishum Dekamar. If it's because of the next line, I don't think it's Mukhrach. Marsha is not so convinced that this is not in another Avodah Zarah. Right, we see the context of where this is all quoted as well. So, Amalei Zunin Rabbi Kiva. Libi V'libcha Yada, Da'avodah Kochavim Les Be'im Mishasha. We all know that Avodah Zarah is all fake. So let me ask you. V'kachazinon gavri, but we see people, da'azli ki misperi, they go into the base of Avodah Zarah with broken limbs, v'aso ki mitzamdi, and they come out healed. So my time up. Right? So, okay, let me say, let's assume that they're meaningless and they're not able to accomplish anything. So why does it seem like they go in and they're healed? Amar lo, emshalacha mashal. I'll give you a mashal. There was a person who was the shomer of the city. Everybody used to give him items to watch. Pick donos. And they gave it to him even without Edom, because he was so trustworthy, he was so honest. There was one guy, though, that always did it with Edom. Always was mafka with Edom. He didn't want to run into any problems. One time he forgot. Or he didn't have. One time, this person, who always was mafkid with Edim, was mafkid without Edim. Amr lo ishto, his wife said, you know what, let's teach him a lesson. Bo v'nech perenu, let's deny it. He doesn't trust us normally. He always gets Edim. So let's show him. Let's show him that, now, let's get back at him. Amr lo, says the shomer, v'chim ibnesha shote ze asa shaloka hogan. Anu na abedes emunosenu, we have a reputation. Right, we have a reputation. This guy, because he acts in an improper way, normally, I shouldn't have the Edom, but he gets the Edom. Because of that, we should destroy our reputation and our emuna and people's emuna in us. Right? No, we're not going to change anything. Similar idea that we're not going to change anything based on somebody else's foolish behavior. Afkan, afkach. Also here, yisurin. When we have yisurin, physical calamity that applies to a person. Bishasha Mishagman Osanala Adam. When they are sent on a person, right? Yisurim are also Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they're sent on a person, Mashbiyin Osan Shotecho Ela Vei. Sickness, illness only leaves a person when Hashem decides. Ela Biyom Ploni. Velot only on this day. Velot Tetsu. They should only come on this day. Velot Tetsu Ela Biyom Ploni. They'll only leave on this day. Ubisha Plonis. And at this hour, Vayde Ploni through this doctor. Doctor is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayidei samploni through this medicine. Right, so that's how it is, that's how we view it. That illness and sickness is from Hashem, and when it's going to be undone, it'll be undone. V'kivin shigi ezman alatzeis, and when the time comes to leave, halach zel abeis ovaros kochavim, amru, this guy goes to an avodah zarah, amru, yisuris, the yisurin says, deinu shelo neitze, right, v'cho, we shouldn't leave, because then it's going to give the appearance, as if the Yisurin have, are this separate entity. We shouldn't leave because that's going to give the appearance that, you know, it's the idol that is doing it. Somehow, as we'll see soon, you know, somehow it works out to be that exact moment that they go in. But then, v'chozim v'yomrim, v'chim ebneisha shota zeh osa shaloka hogan anu na abed b'shua seinu, because this shota acts inappropriately, we should not do what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be here until this moment and then leave. So if at that moment we have to leave, we have to leave. Right, and that is why this is also the mashal that was given. And they stay there, they keep their amuna, and they stay until that moment. Again, the Marsha here says, what does it mean? It's only going to leave at that moment, not before. Ratzalomar, devadai tshuva tefilot stakam avir nesro hagzera shetisbatel avetochasman levatel afashvua shenishpasar hayisurin. Right, the sar hayisurin. Obviously, it's not going to leave. So why should we even daven? Why should we even cry? Right, it's going to leave whenever it leaves. No, obviously, says the Marsha, Shuvat Tfilat Staka are Mavir Nesro Agzera, and we believe in that, and it can happen earlier. Avol Zeha Ish Shelo Asakein, but someone who does not try to connect to tap into Hashem's Rachmanis doesn't try to tap in. Uba Yisurin Alavat Zman Shvu Asan, and this other person who doesn't connect, see, he's supposed to have the Yisurin until a certain amount, a certain time. Kibin Shigi Zman Amat Seis Velo Chazer B'Tshuva Holech Zel LeBeis Avodas Kochavim V'Chulu. So he goes to a base, the Beis Avodas Kochavim, and he tries to get out. But again, Marsha says, don't read this Gemara as saying that Shuvah is not going to help and Tefillah is not going to help. Of course, it's going to help. But this is talking about someone who doesn't do that. We're talking about the people who are going to Lobi Avodah Zarah. So at that moment, the Yisurin is supposed to leave, and then we're not going to change the world. They're not going to change the world because of that. Lots to talk about here. The fact that the medicine is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the doctor is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we know that's there is a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a Gemara that says that before we even take medicine, there's a little tefillah to say, right? Which would be amazingly beneficial, and it'll really have a hashpa on all of our taking medicine. The Shulchan Aruch, the end of Siman Reish Lamed. The Shulchan Aruch there talks all about ksas bratos brachos pratios, right? Different brachas and tefillos that are said. When you go into a bathhouse and you go this, so the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Anichlas lahakas dam." If somebody goes into bloodlet, which was a medicine or a procedure that was done to keep healthy, so "Anichlas lahakas dam omer." Here is the mofadachash. This is the end of Siman Reish Lamed. Here is the mofadachash. Hashem Alokai shehi esek zelil refuah ki rofe chinam ata. Right, to say a little yiratzam before we take the Advil, before we take the antibiotics, say this little tefillah. Someone once told me that they made magnets with this on it for the fridge. Great idea, right? Because it's he wrote something to say before we take any medicine. We recognize that the medicine is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Medicine from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we could do that, right, and even though the Shulchan Aruch just says HaKadosh Dam, the Mishnah Berurah here quotes from the Magen Avraham, V'watim b'chol midi d'refua yomar zeh. All midi d'refua say this. V'lo yachshov shetehe eze davar lo refua ela al yedei habori yisbarach shemo. Person shouldn't think that there's any refua that's not attributed to Hashem. V'lachen ha'yedei tefila zu yasim bitchono bo v'yevakesh bimenu shetiyah lo refua. Through this tefila that we say before we take the medicine, we'll put our bitachon in the ultimate doctor, and that is what we have to recognize. My father likes to quote the pshat of one of the Hasidic Rebbes on the Mishnah at the end of Kiddushin, where the Mishnah says, Tov Shabarofim L'Gehenim. The greatest of doctors go to Gehenim. Different pshatim exactly what that means. So one of the Rebbes gives the pshat that if there is a doctor that only says Tov is Gematria 17, only says 17 brachas of the Amidah, not 18, meaning before Vala Malshinim. The 18th one, Rafa'inu, I got that one covered. I don't have to say that one. That one's mine. And there are Rafa'inu Hashem, no. So Tov Shabarofim L'Gehenim. Doctor has to recognize that they are a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They have a responsibility, right? The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Hilchos Dinei Rofei, Shilam Advav. It's an amazing opportunity that one has to help another person, right? But as the Gemara Baba Kama says, there was a reshus that needed to be given. Because ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes somebody sick, so to speak, so who is a doctor to undermine? Maybe there's differences, different types of diseases. The Tosfos and Baba Kama discusses this. The Eben Ezra on Rapa Yerape discusses. Maybe you would have thought that if it's a disease from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you can't get involved. If it's a disease, somebody punches somebody else in the face, maybe you can. Kamash Malan, any disease is allowed for Rapa Yerape. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Shilam Advav, based on the Gemara in Baba Kama. Nitna Torah Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos, U'mitzvahi, U'bechla Pikuach Nefeshu, V'monea Atzmo Harizah Shofech Damim. V'afilu yesh lo miyishi yirapenu shalom en akol adam zochel l'esrapos. This person should be involved, but always recognize that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it talks about taking money for it, just like a Rebbe taking money and a doctor taking money. Hashem is rofe chinam. That was a big discussion, but again, a doctor and a patient both have to always recognize who the ultimate rofe is and where is it coming from. The Ben Yoyada also, again here, says on our Gemara, what does it mean, yom ploni, zman ploni, v'chulu? O kamar, yesh yisurin, shamashbiyin osam, sheyetsu biyom ploni, me'alehem, shelo ayadei rofe. What does it mean, biyom ploni? There are some that are going to leave without a doctor's involvement. V'yesh shamashbiyin osam, sheyetsu ayadei rofe, ayadei sam. Some, it is decreed that they'll go out through medicine. Upa osam ayisurim, sheshbiyum, sheyetsu me'alehem, and those yisurin that go out by themselves, mat'e hasatan, la'oso bal yisurin, sheyelech, Biyomahu, Lebes Avodazara. The Satan somehow convinces the Baal Yisurin to go to the Beis Avodazara on that day that the Satan knows that it's going to leave anyway. And he goes there, and that's what misleads him. We'll get back to that, Baal Hashem, soon about misleading. One final point here, and that is the Chashuk Echemet here discusses what happens if somebody makes a mistake in davening. He's saying, Rafainu. And the end of Rafeinu, instead of by mistake saying, Rofecho le Amo Yisrael, he gets confused and says, Rofecho basar mafil asos. Right, he says the ending of Asher Yatzar, similar brachos, instead of the ending of the Amida. We discussed this in a Parsha Shir a couple years ago. What's the difference? Why in Asher Yatzar do we focus on all humanity, Rofecho basar mafil asos, while in the Amida, we focus on Jews, Rofecho le Amo Yisrael. Why does one have one more limited focus? So what happens if somebody makes a mistake? So Rav Chaim Berlin, he quotes from the Chuvas, Rav Chaim Berlin, he quotes the chilik between this based on our Gemara. Based on, he quotes the story with Zunin, right here. He quotes the whole story. And the mashal, Vihine Pashut, Shekol Chuvas Rabbi Akiva Hu Al Hagayim, Ov the Avodah Zarah, the Azliki Misri Vazuki Mitzmidi. Rabbi Akiva's answer here is for those who don't follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This whole answer, as the Marsha said, is only by those who don't try to go into the path of tefillah and shuva. Avo Yisrael, merapeos amagadosh baruch hu, afilu kodem zmanam. V'zeo rofei chole amo Yisrael. Pirish afilu im lefi yashvu, ahim edayin cholim. Even if they're supposed to be chole until a certain time period, a certain day, but through Torah, through tefillah, can be shortened. Right? That's what we believe. And that is why in the Amida, we say, Rofe Neman Verachaman Ata. Because it's alluding to the unique ways that we can shorten the illness. Klomer Neman Lurapez Bismanam. Kalashan Akasab, Chalayim Rimen Nemanim Bishuasan, Verachaman, Afilu Kodem Zmanam. And that's what we say, Rofe Chole Amo Yisrael, Afilu Bishashim Cholim, Harofe Amo Yisrael, Yishalech Lem Refu Shlema. But that's Dafka in the version of Rofei Chole Amo Yisrael. So if you take this approach, so then you might say that that's a totally different theme of a bracha, and therefore you'd have to repeat the bracha, because it's different ways. One is a natural, just leaving after the time is supposed to be there, Rofei Chol Basar Mafil Asos, versus the other derech of Tshuva and Tefillah V'chulu. But then he quotes from another sefer, he quotes from this stipler in one of his letters, based on the Medrash. There's a Medrash in Vayeshev. Really, Esav's descendants shouldn't get sick at all in this world. Why? Because they should get all of their schar in this world, and the next world they'll have to pay for it. But if it was true that only Jews would get sick in the world, we would look down upon it. Would be bizarre, and it would be a chil Hashem. So therefore, that's why other Ovdei Avodah Zarah also get sick. So says the Chashuk Echemet, V'nimsa, Shekal machlos umos ha'olam einu ela shelo yiyu adifim Yisrael. So all their machlos are just to equalize them so that we don't look worse. So then already the worlds of sickness are more overlapping, and therefore, he says, maybe it isn't a mistake between the Rofei Chol Amo Yisrael and the Rofei Chol Basar Mafli Lasos, because their illness is connected to our illness. So we should try not to make a mistake and make sure we have the right chasimus in all of the brachas. I think we mentioned a thought from Rav Schwab, from his sitter. I don't remember in terms of that discussion of why one is Rofei Chalbasar and one is Rofei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. We continue. Amarle Rava Bar Rav Yitzchak Rav Yehuda Ha'ika Beis Avodas Kochavim Ba'asrin. There's a Beis Avodas Zara in our town. Dechi Mistrich Alma Lemitra. When the world needs rain, Mischazilu Bachelma. The idol, the power appears to the ones who serve it in a dream. Va'amarlu, and he says to them, Shachtuli Gavra Vaisi Mitra. Shecht, kill somebody for me. Give me a human sacrifice, and I'll bring the rain. Shachtul Gavra Vaisi Mitra. That's what they do, and it works. So Amalei, Hashta. So answers Rav Yehuda to Rava Bar Rav Yitzchak, who was just trying to know what's going on. He obviously was an Amora. So Amalei, Hashta Yavi Shachivna Lo Ami Lechu Hamilsa. If I would have died, he says, you wouldn't have known this pshat. Baruch Hashem, you came to me. You know, where there's still time. Damar, this drasha. Damar, Rav, my dechsev, asher chalak Hashem lakecho, osam lechol ha'amim. What do we darshan from that pasuk that talks about the powers and the sarim that Hashem gave out to the other nations? Rather, Ramban focuses on this pasuk a number of times in his commentary, where he discusses the idea that there are certain forces, powers that were created, the sar of every nation, the sar of Esav and the sar of Yishmael, the chulu, based on this pasuk. Milamed, but we darshan, shehechlikon bidvarim, kedilatardim in ha'olam. Hashem was made it slippery, so to speak. Slippery emuna. They could slip off, kedilatardim in ha'olam. He made it easy for those who don't want to believe to be tricked, to be misled. Right, you have to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Asher Chalak, Asher Hechlan. Right, so to hear, right? He made the rain comes, but it's Kedei Latardim in Olam. V'Hainu Damar Reish Lakish Ma'idachsev Imalaitzim Uyalitz V'Lanavim Yitin Chayin. To scoffers he shall scoff, and those who are meek he will show favor. Balatame Poskin Lo Balataher Misayin Oso. Right, Hashem will. You have to follow along. And if you go down one path, Hashem will do it for you. Right? The Bali Musar point, yeah, there is a little difference between this Lashon. Balatame, it just says Hashem opens the door. He still doesn't help you, be matame. You still have the chance not to. He opens the door, but it's Balatame. Balataher is the opposite. Messiah or so. Hashem actually helps you. Hashem, pulls you down that proper path. Right? It's the difference between Poschin and Messiah. Well, that's exactly what, that's our Gersa here, and that's one that is important for us. Good. The Ben Yoyada right here again says on this line, of Balatame Poschin, Balatame Messiah, he quotes a story. Ma'isa Shahaya. There was a Ma'isa Shahaya. It was a true story. Bishnei Yehudim. There were two Jews that were on a boat, and they got shipwrecked, and they came to this island after not eating for days. All Christian city. Right, there were at that time there was some Jews that they were getting persecuted, and therefore there were some Jews around, but they had to throw it away, and they only did it in private. This is the island or whatever the city that they came to. The Elish de Yehudim Ayurevim Ma'o, these two Jews were so starving. They went out of the boat. They didn't eat for 4 days. They come to the city. They each went to a different house. And they said we're starving. So they were given Nevelis and Trefus, what they had to eat, Pikuach Nefesh. So they ate not kosher. The Yilchush lo Balabayas Ba'azno, but one of them, the Balabayas, whispered in his ear after he ate, by the way, you should know, I'm a Jew. And it's kosher meat. And I only do it in secret, but no, shalo ba beficha baser pigol. Ki ani Yehudi min haanusim. V'nizar bebeisi lechol machol beheter v'shabaser shchuta. And he showed it to him. And the Jew was so happy that, oh, Baruch Hashem, even though I had to eat, it was pikuach nefesh, it didn't come to me that I ate treif and, you know, Baruch Hashem. And the other friend didn't have such a whisper in the ear. So he mamash ate treif, but it was pikuach nefesh. And after they get back on finally get back to their town, and though this Jew who had to eat is very upset, why did I have to do this? You know, I had to eat it, but why was he got to eat kosher in the end, and it wasn't even Avera. Lama Hashem Yisparach, he's been lechaveru, likon, he's beis Yehudi Anus, v'lo beis Anotzri. V'ada hayu ocham od Yehudim Anusim. Right, they asked the Rav. Right, so the Rav says to him, did you ever eat something not kosher baratzon? V'yodeki palmachas v'yimetayel b'yar v'yinotim shosin yayin, and he admits one time in the past he did it. So the Rav says, so you don't have that special divine protection as much as he has. You don't have it, and therefore, you know, balatame. If you were balatame at one point in your life, the poskel know the peslach is open that it might happen again. Balatahir, but if the time is sayin lo, Hashem is b'sayeya, that nothing like this happens, and therefore, you know, that still it was mutter, but you weren't zocha to such a situation. This also comes up, balatame, balatahir. It comes up in Masechta Shabbos. What is this doing in Masechta Shabbos? On Kufdalad. Kufdalad is one of our famous favorite Gemaras in terms of the code of the Jewish alphabet. That's a Kufdalad, the code. That's where the Gemara talks about the Aleph Beis. Why every letter in the Aleph Beis looks as it does. You would think, why does it look as it does? Because those are the letters. No, when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, the unique Lashon that Hashem created this Lashon. Wasn't like we decided that this should be look like a B and this should look like an S. And if we decide to make it upside down, it could be upside down. No, every letter of the Aleph Beis looks as it does. So the Gemara talks about Aleph Beis, right? Gimel, why is the leg of the Gimel facing the Dalet? Why is the Dalet facing away from the Gimel? Right, every letter has a unique structure. Why, the Gemara says, are the letters fascinating Sheker and MS? Why the letters Shin, Kuf, Resh? Why do all those are wobbly letters? Right, Shin is on a point and Resh is falling over and the Kuf, right? While MS, Aleph, Mem, Tuf, right, that's the two. They both have two legs because MS stands. MS is Yetziv, right? Two legs. Sheker falls apart. Right, and that's why even the letters of the word, again, amazing. Okay, we could talk about each of these, but we're not going to do it. But in that context, the Gemara talks about our, quote this line as well. The Gemara says, Reish stands for Arasha, Kuf stands for Kadosh. So, my Mahedr Ape to Kuf, may Reish. Why is the leg of the Kuf far from the Reish? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to look in the face of a Rasha. Right? Kuf is Kadosh Reish. My time in Mahadri Tagim to Kuf Lagabi Reish, but the Tagim, the crowns on top of the Kuf, are towards the Reish. Hashem says, "Im chozer bo ani kosher lo kesher kamosi." But if he's chozer bo, I'm leaving open the possibility to come back. Umay time akare de kuf tluya. And why is the kuf, the leg of the kuf hanging? It's not closed up like a ches. The left side of the kuf, right? Why is that? Why is there an opening there? De hader be la'ayav aleil. Because if the Rasha wants to come back to the Kadosh Hashem, he could come right in into that Pesach. Basaya le Reish Lakish, and this is exactly where Reish Lakish Hashem makes it easy. This is Reish Lakish, Dam Reish Lakish, in the late Sevu Yalis, Valarevim Mitin Chain, Balatame, Poschilo, Balatahir, Messiahinoso. Right, Argamar is quoted also in the context of why the Kuf looks like a Kuf, why the left side of the Kuf is open facing the Reish, so that if somebody wants to come back, they will be able to come back easily. That's what's symbolized by the structure of the Kuf in how it looks facing the Reish. On that Gemara, on that Pasuk also, this Pasuk that we just quoted, Asher Chalak, Hashem leaves it open the possibility for people to be misguided. So the Meshech Chachma on that Pasuk in Reish Chanan quotes this Gemara and says, that is also, I'll give you another example of this, he says, Vahabi'ur, the Amru, the Avraham is Bonein. Avram Avinu recognized Hashem through the sun and the moon and the stars. He realized there's a balabira, right? The medrash that's quoted in the beginning of Bereishis. V'yalkarchach she'u muchrach, right? He sees if everything functions and never goes out of its function, the sun has an orbit and the moon has everything has an orbit and never changes. That's the greatest raya that there's someone who set up this, right? It can't be that the sun and the moon do it by themselves because they never change. V'nimsa tahatidirut v'chok uzman nasan lahem shol yishanu as tafkidam mizem muchach shesasim lasas v'son konam. Paul Amishef ulasu emes, getting back to Kiddush Levana, as we mentioned earlier, right? The fact that it never changes is the greatest riot of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chachma. V'chenal galgalim v'kasher, so that is why, says the Meshech Chachma, when Hashem said to Moshe, Hayom Azeh, back in Perek Beis, Achel Tez Pachtachav Yeraschal Pnei Amim, I will show your greatness, and the Gemara we had earlier, right, remember the Gemara we had earlier, on, where was it, on Daf Chafei or so, where we learn out from Drushas that Moshe also, not just Yehoshua, not just Nachdimon Ben Gurion, but Moshe also stopped the sun and changed the orbits in his Milchamas against his enemies, so that itself was what misled not didn't mislead. It was one was able to look at that and be misled. Imkei nischazek ta'usam shel ovdei Hashemesh leimar halahu b'chiri. If the sun can stop, it must be that it has its own choice. Ukshiratza kam bali chaso. Lachein Amar Moshe. That's why Hashem tells them. Asher chalak Hashem alokecha lochalav imtachas kol Hashemayim. Shebishvil shu Hashem alokecha v'ratzal lefarsim shimcha v'gdulaschav hemelu Hashemesh. That's why he wanted to do this to show his greatness. But if you want to take it in a different way and be misled, so that is up to you. But that's the Meshech Chachma relating the Gemara that we had earlier in the second parak on Chafei Amad Aleph. That's where it is, right? The two places in Shas, Chafei and Tainas Tav Chaf. That's where the Nakdima Megurion story is, right? So that's what the Meshech Chachma connects to our line as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, it has the Mishnah now. Now we are back out of the agadic type of discussion. Now we're up to back to Yayin Nesach. So we had Yayin Nesach already back on Daf Chavtes, back in the second parak, where we had all the halachas of Durabanans, Apasakim, Mishalakim, all of those. But earlier, first we had the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes, Amabez, which spoke about Yayin and some other details. Then we went into the rest of that parak of Bishul and Cholov and Shemen and Pas and all the others. Now we get back to the next part of the Masechta. Remember, the Meiri says the Masechta is broken up into different parts. Now we get up into the fourth section, right? Slumim and everything you find. That was the third section we just had. And if you find a house and you find an Asherah and you find a stone, right? All of those that would have to do with that. And now we get into wine. When does wine become wine? Right? We discussed then the three levels: the Yayin Nesech Mamish, that's also Daraisa, the Stam Yainam, and then Yayin that was touched by a goy. Those are the three levels. We'll get back to that over these next couple of dafim also. But right when I take a grape and I squeeze it, that's not wine yet. Right? When does something become wine to get the status of Yayin Nesech, Stam Yainam? So which step? So as we know, if anybody's ever seen a Talmudic or biblical wine press, right? There's basically two levels of stones. There's one level, a higher level of a stone where people trample on it. Then there's a slope where the wine goes down. There's some type of catch to try to catch some of the shells and the peels and the gook that's going down. And then there's the lower one. So in the top one already, where you have the grapes and you're trampling on it. So is that already wine in there? So let's see. Lochin got beuta min ovei kochavim. One is allowed to buy got beuta, the top part where you tread on it, and you crush it from an ovei kochavim, even though it's already, you know, it's aser bana. Ava bishu no tol miyado. Even though the ovei kochavim will take from on top after you crush, there'll be some stuff, some of the seeds and the peels that are still there that have a lot of juice in them, but that they're going to pick it up and put it in a place where you're going to smush it even harder, because you have to keep crushing it. V'noz l'tapuach, they'll put it into the pile, right, the tapuach, the pile, right, the mizbeach also had a tapuach on it, right, even though it's the guy's going to pick it up directly, still that's not called wine yet when it's on top. And therefore, all the halachas of yayin don't apply yet. Only once it goes down, that's when it's called yayin. Yara labar. So then, masha bebar asur. What's in the bar is asur, because that is already considered wine. Vashar mutter. And the rest is a mutter, because that's not considered wine yet. That's up on top. Part one. Next, darchin im ha'oved kochavim begat. You're even allowed to trample with him in the gat on top. Why? Before you turn over, Rashi. What are the potential problems here? Rashi says there are three issues that this Mishnah is really talking about. There's a potential Yayin Nesach, not Yayin Nesach yet, on top. There's no problem. Number two, there's a problem of, there are some Shittas that say it's usur to be Metamei Chulin in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, you know, if I'm making something tamei, I'm also violating. So here's not a problem, Rashi is going to say, because it's already tamei. When the guy put it into the vat, he already was metamei, so I'm not making it more tamei. It's already tamei. So there's no problem of being metamei wine in Eretz Yisrael. And finally, number three, am I being misayel devar avera at all? The answer is no. A guy is not commanded to do anything. So that's why the three potential problems are not a problem when somebody is trampling with the guy with the Obed Kochavim in the Gat. So you see Rashi on the bottom, Rashi again. Darachin Obed Kochavim Begat. The lo amrin on mistaker bisuri hanahu. We don't say he's getting scar from Yisuri hanah. Tafilu b'shtiyah sabar haitana deshari. Kodman shlo yeire labar. It's not wine yet. And therefore it's not aser banah. Number two, umishim gorein tumaleka, and there's also no problem of gram tuma, shemishasha darach bohen ovekochavim ma'at nitmu, right? When the guy started, it already became tume. So I'm not adding anything. Umishum misaye de over avera, leka, number three, shovekochavim lonitztav alkach. Right, the ovekochav is not mitzuveh in making his, keeping his wine tahar. That's why all three problems don't exist. Therefore, here the Mishnah says that it is mutter to trample with him in the gut. Ava lo botzri nimo. You can't harvest with him. Because when you harvest with him, when you're picking the grapes off of the vines, it's not tame yet. So when you take it, so then you're taking part in the process of wine, you're being gorin, that eventually is going to become tame. Because the Jews aren't taking these grapes as the goy. So it's gram tuma, and this opinion holds, as Rashi says in the fourth line, asu, ksavar, asu, ligram tuma, lechulin shaberet Yisrael. That's what this opinion holds. Number one. Yisrael shehu oseh betumah. What about a Jew? What kind of Jew? Rashi says, we're talking about an over avera. A Jew doesn't care about the halacha. So, to help a Jew do this, it's worse. Yisrael shehu oseh betumah, lo darchin, you cannot trample with him. Why can't you trample with him? Because you're being misayei al advar avera. Right? He's being, in this, he is being metame. As he tramples, he's being metame, and he is doing something that is against halacha, therefore you can't be involved in it with him. V'lo botzer nimo, because that itself is also causing the tumah. If you're being botzer with him, just like of a goy. Aval, but before and after, molichi nimo chavios lagat, umavi nimo minagat. You could bring empty jugs to his gat. That's not called misayer yet. Right? That's not as direct. Right? You could bring him a cup of water. Even bringing him the empty jugs, that's not the process of crushing the grapes yet, and therefore you're allowed to do that. That's too distant. And after they're already done, and they're tummy already, so then also, Mavini Mamanagat, the Avera is already done, and therefore you would be able to help him. Nachtum, Shuose Batuma. What about a baker? Also, Shuose Batuma. Similar. You can't help a baker because you're being Messiah. You can't knead, you can't put the shape the pas of a malichinimo pas the palter, but you can help him bring the pas to the palter. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says the palter is where it's baked. So even before it's baked, it's mutter. Once it's already done and kneaded and shaped, so then it's already mutter for you to bring it to the palter even before it's baked. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says a palter is someone who buys already baked items from the one who already baked it. And it's only mutter after it's already baked. That's what Tosfos says in Dibur Maskal Aval. Second one. Amar Rav Huna, Yayin, Kivan Sheyischa Lihimashich, Ose Yayin Nesach. Rav Huna says, right when it starts going down on the slope, it already becomes Yayin Nesach. So as we'll see, that seems to be what did our Mishnah say? Only once it's down. But with the Nafkamina, as it's going down, is it already Yayin yet? When it's on top, it's not Yayin yet. When it's on the bottom, it is. What about on the way down? So Rav Huna says, on its way down, it's already Yayin Nesach. Tanan says the Mishnah. What a minute. Lochim gapu utim and ovi kochavim v'yav bishanot v'yadav nasa tapuach. Right? Even you're allowed to take it from the top, even though lechor it's already starting to go down, and it's touching what's going down. So maybe Rav Huna would say even what's touching is a problem. I'm Rav Huna, begat pekuku malaya. Rav Huna would say the Mishnah is talking about a case where, no, when it is stuffed, so no wine's going down yet, that's where you're allowed to take it from the top. But if it's already starting to go down, not. Tashma, ve'ena osei, meaning there's no runoff there in the case of the Mishnah. Tashma, what about the next line? Same thing. Ve'ena osei ayin nesach ha'che yevi labar. Which sounds like only when it's all the way down. Hachanami begat pekuku malaya. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it's already pakuk, so there's no runoff. And therefore, it is not a stira to Rav Huna. Tashma, yevi labar, mashma bar asur, v'hashar mutter. But there's hashar, right? Doesn't it sound like with shar? Anything outside the bar, even on the way down? So Amar Rav Huna lo kasha, kam mishnah rishona, kam mishnah achrona. No, the mishnah, different versions, the earlier and the later. So what is it? Let's read it, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. So Tanya says the Tosefta, bar rishona haya omrim badad. They used to give three psakim, Rashi Tevis badad. Ein botzrin o omrim kochavim bagat. You're not allowed to harvest. As we saw, Shasalugam Tumalakulan Shabarat Yisrael. That's the base. Right? You're not allowed to boat there with him. Vein Dorchim im Yisrael. Shosabayosa Batuma. Shasla Sayyeh de Ovri Avera. Right? That's problem number two. That's the Dalit. The Aval, the third one, is allowed. Dorchim im Ovikochavim Bagat. Velochashin Lad Rav Huna. So originally, we didn't warrant Choshish for Rav Huna's Deya. And there's no problem with trampling with a guy with the Ovikochavim in the Gat. We're not worried because on top it's not called wine yet. The Chazru Lomer, and then they changed it to, and the Bach says this is Dalet Beis Beis. Right? Shein zeh tzedalad beis beis. Ein dorchim im ovik achavim bagat. You can't. Mishum de Ravuna, because maybe it's wine even earlier. Maybe the second it starts flowing down, it's wine, and then that wine is touching the stuff on top. So Ravuna says, stay away even on top. Ve'ein botrim im Yisrael shosapei rosa betoma. And you're allowed to harvest with a Jew, as we know, v'kotchkein shein dorchim. You can't even do the earlier stage, because you're being misayeya and causing tuma. Aval botrim im ovik achavim bagat, shemutter ligrom tuma l'chulun shebe'eretz Yisrael. The only thing you're allowed to do is boats there because we argue this shita holds maybe there's no problem of being growing tuma, right? A truma can't become tame, but chulin, why is there an issur of growing tumas? That's what changed. You're allowed to harvest with a guy in the gat because even though it's not wine yet, but it's indirect, but it's fine. So that's mutter because there's no issur of being growing tuma the chulin shabarit yisrael. Okay, those are the three stages that changed. We'll talk more about Beis Hashem on tomorrow's daf. Again, today's shiur was sponsored Lila Nishbas C.J. Levavitz from Chaim Yosef Halevi on his first yard site by his children, and also sponsored on the first yard site of Sarah and Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Mishulam Ivish, and Chaya Chana Idol. Okay, we'll stop here.